In today's news headlines, a garlic festival in Northern California became the site of death and destruction after a 19-year-old white man went on a shooting rampage on Sunday with an assault-style rifle, killing three people and injuring 12. Among those killed at the Gilroy Garlic Festival was a 6-year-old child named Stephen Romero. The other two victims were a 13-year-old girl and a man in his 20s. Police shot and killed the shooter, identified as Santino William Legan. But a manhunt is on for a possible second shooter. Police say Legan cut a hole through a fence to enter the area and bypass security. CNN is reporting that Legan posted a caption on Instagram saying, "Read Might is Right by Ragnar Redbeard." According to the media outlet, Right is Might, first published in the late 1800s, has been described as a white supremacist text that promotes anarchy while vilifying Christianity. The book calls Jesus the true prince of evil and says that the natural order is a world at war in which the strong must vanquish the weak and white men must rule over those of color. President Donald Trump's National Intelligence Director Dan Coats has resigned after 2 years on the job. Trump announced his departure on Twitter on Sunday, adding that he would be nominating Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to replace Coats. According to Associated Press, Coats often appeared out of step with Trump and disclosed to prosecutors how he was urged by the Republican president to publicly deny any link between Russia and the Trump campaign. Coats had been among the last of the seasoned foreign policy hands to surround the president after his 2016 victory. Democrats denounced Trump's pick to replace Coats, saying that Ratcliffe was unqualified. Senator Chris Murphy said, "I think he's a television character that the president has watched on TV, and he wants to put somebody in this position who's going to agree with his political take on intelligence." Leaders in Baltimore, Maryland are countering the president's insults hurled at their city. On Saturday, the Baltimore Sun published an op-ed entitled "Better to Have a Few Rats Than to Be One," in a direct response to Trump's attacks on Congressman Elijah Cummings, who represents Baltimore. Trump, angry about Cummings' critique of the president's cruel anti-immigrant policies, accused the veteran lawmaker of being, quote, "a brutal bully shouting and screaming at the great men and women of Border Patrol." He called Baltimore, quote, "a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess and a, quote, very dangerous and filthy place." The Baltimore Sun opined that Mr. Trump sees attacking African-American members of Congress as good politics, as it both warms the cockles of the white supremacists who love him and causes so many of the thoughtful people who don't to scream. In an interview with Chris Wallace on Fox, Trump loyalist Mick Mulvaney attempted to defend the president.
"You say it has zero to do with race. There is a clear pattern here, Mick. The fact is that before his inauguration, the president tweeted about John Lewis, a black congressman, that he should, and this is before his inauguration, he should spend time in his crime-infested district. Then, 2 weeks ago, he goes after these four members of the squad, all women of color, and says they should go back to the crime-infested countries from which they come. Then he talks about Elijah Cummings, and he says his district is rat and rodent infested. Infested. It sounds like vermin. It sounds subhuman. And these are all six members of Congress who are people of color."
I think you're spending way too much time reading between the lines.
I'm reading the lines.
Does anyone watching this?
That's Fox's Chris Wallace challenging Trump loyalist Mick Mulvaney. In other news, Trump announced that he was considering naming Antifa a, quote, "major organization of terror." Antifa is a contraction of the term anti-fascist and has been adopted by people who have pledged to combat fascist groups, especially of the type that have flourished under Trump's rule, such as white supremacist, Nazi, and neo-Nazi groups. Just last week, Trump's FBI director, Christopher Wray, admitted that the majority of the domestic terrorism cases that we've investigated are motivated by some version of what you might call white supremacist violence. CNN is reporting that 106 Democrats in the House of Representatives have gone on record supporting Trump's impeachment. On Friday, House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler admitted that he will tell a judge as part of a subpoena-related lawsuit that his panel is considering, quote, a constitutional power of the utmost gravity, recommendation of articles of impeachment. Nadler stopped short of expressly saying he would start impeachment proceedings. Meanwhile, a Trump associate named Thomas Barrack, who raised funds for the Trump presidential campaign, is under investigation for potential violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. According to the New York Times that just reported the story, Barrack may have been acting as a paid agent of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Associated Press has revealed that a small nonprofit organization has been funding the legal defense of hundreds or even thousands of Catholic priests accused of sexual abuse of children in unmarked buildings in rural Michigan. The group, called Opus Bono Sacerdoti, has brought plainclothes current and former priests into the area and paid for their defense under the radar for almost 20 years, offering cash, lodging, transportation, and legal help. According to AP, again and again, Opus Bono has served as a rapid response team for the accused. When a serial pedophile was sent to jail for abusing dozens of minors, Opus Bono was there for him with regular visits and commissary cash. When a priest admitted sexually assaulting boys under 14, Opus Bono raised funds for his defense. When another priest was criminally charged with abusing a teen, Opus Bono later made him a legal advisor. The group has links to the Catholic Church, which has pledged to hold priests accountable, but AP points out that Opus Bono successfully forged networks, reaching all the way to the Vatican. In Puerto Rico, Secretary of Justice Wanda Vasquez has said she does not want to step into the position of governor, even though she is next in line to replace Ricardo Rossello, who was forced to resign by a popular uprising. Rossello's last day in office is Friday. Vasquez's decision may have been influenced by the protesters chanting Wanda Renuncia alongside Ricky Renuncia during the height of the island's mass movement. It remains to be seen who will take Rossello's place. In international news, Russian authorities have arrested nearly 1,400 people in Moscow during a rally in opposition to President Vladimir Putin's regime. The arrests are the largest number in a decade. At the same time as the crackdown on anti-government protesters, a prominent Putin critic named Alexei Navalny was arrested for calling for the protests and sentenced to 1 month in prison. But there are reports that Navalny was taken unexpectedly ill after exposure to a toxin. Russian authorities claimed that he had a severe allergy attack. In Afghanistan, 20 people were killed and 50 wounded in a major attack in the capital, Kabul, aimed at the office of the Afghan president's running mate, Amrullah Saleh. The attack took place Sunday and lasted for hours. It's not yet clear who was responsible for the attack. And that does it for our news headlines today.